Therefore, it's better to hire the better Rebbe. V'yomar Rovo, hani trei mikre dardik. If you have two Rebbe's, chad goris v'loy dayik. One knows how to learn very well, but he's not medagdik. He's not. He doesn't take so carefully in the speech or in the way how to read. V'chad, but the other Rebbe dayik teaches them how to read very well, but v'loy goris, he doesn't know how to learn too good himself. So which Rebbe should we hire? Ma'svin and Hahud Goris. We should hire the one that knows much more. V'loy dayik, even though he's not so medayik in how to read. Why? Because Shabeshta Mamela Nafko. Listen, even if they'll make mistakes right now, but the mistakes will go away. However, Ravdimi Minadoyo Mano, Moisvinan the Dayik, you have to hire the Rebbe that's more medayik, that reads better. V'loy Goris, and not so much the one that could learn better. Why? Because Shabeshta Kivun the Oil all. A mistake, once it goes in, it doesn't go out so easy. So if we have to make sure the one that knows how to teach them better, that they should not make mistakes, he's the one you should hire. The circuit is a posseg that says, Ki sheshes chadosh in 6 months, Yoshav shom yoyiv, V'chol Yisrael ad hichris kol zocho be'edim, till they wiped out all the zchor, all the males, off like a molech. Then ki yosla came to David, later when Yoyiv came to David, Omalai, like David said to him, my time of Aratohochi, how come he did like this? Like, how come Yoni killed out the males and not the females? Why didn't he kill out the females? So Yoyev answered back to Yisir. The Pasuk says, Timche es, and he read it, Zochor Amalek. Like, Yoni have to wipe out all the Zoch, all the Zochorim, all the males. Omalei, David said back, no. Vohanan Zecha Karinin. Timche es Zecher Amalek. You have to wipe out any remembrance of Amalek, anybody, even the ladies also. Omalei, so Yehu said back, you should know, Ano Zohar Akrayin. By me, my Rebbe taught me to read it Zohar. That's why I thought it meant only to wipe out the males and not the females. So also they went, Shiloh the Rabbi, they went to ask his Rebbe, Omalei Heich Akriyosin, how did you teach this Pasuk of Timche as Zecher Amalek? Omalei said back to them, Zohar, that Ataka read it Zohar. So he was the one that caused Yehu to make the mistake. So now Shokel Sav Sira Lemikdalei, Yoyev took out his sword and wanted to kill his Rebbe. Omalei, so Mastam David said back to him, Amai, why? What do you want to kill your Rebbe for? Omalei, so Yoyev answered back to Yisir, the Pasuk says, Orer Oysam Lechas Hashem Ramiya. It should be cursed the person that does the Melechas Hashem, like to be a Rebbe, and Ramiya, he fools the Tamidim, he doesn't do a good job. Omalei, so David Melech said, listen, Shafke Lihu Gavra, leave him alone, leave your Rebbe alone. The Lakenborough, listen, the Pasuk gives him a curse, okay, let him just remain with his curse. Omalei, but Yoyev said back, no, Ksiv, another Pasuk said, the Pasuk later says, V'yora Moneya Charba Midam, like I'll be cursed for not taking the blood, like not using my sword. No, someone is supposed to be killed, he should be killed. So Ikadiyami, some say, Katle, that Enechlami Yoyev went and killed him. And V'ikadiyami, some said, like Katle, no, he did not kill him. Now, V'yomar Rov said, Mikru Yenuka, we have a Rebbe, somebody that teaches Tamidim. Or El Shasla, like a gardener that works on the vines. Tavcho, a sheikhid, one that shechs animals. V'yumna, or else the sergeant. V'seifa Mosa, the one that writes, the seifa that writes for the city. Kulan kilmusarim v'yom deninu. They're all considered like they were warned already. In other words, if they make a mistake, they have a right, then the boss has a right to fire them right away. And klal of the mil, so what's the klal over here? That kol seida d'lei hoder. Anytime you're doing a job, that if you make a mistake, it can't be retracted, you can't fix it up, is musra v'yomidu, it's like you're already warned beforehand. Like Tzai speaks out, the malamit tenoikis, if you teach the wrong way, what goes in doesn't come out again, or else what you taught wrong is like bitul Torah, therefore the bitul zman that you made can't be replaced, or else if you're a vine, you work on the vines, that you ruin it, it doesn't grow well. The kids are these things, you have to be careful, you're hired to do the job, and you're like warned that you'll only stay there if you do a good job, but if you make a mistake, you should know you have a right to be fired. Omer Afuna, Hai Bar Mavoi, the Uka Rechayo, a Bar Mavoi means somewhere living in this Mavoi, somewhere living in this alleyway, opens up a Rechayo, that means he has a grinder there. Vyosa Bar Mavoi Chavre. Now another person from the Mavoi, his friend comes, Ukumuki Gabei, and he opens up also Rechayim. He also has a grinder there that he's going to rent out, or else people will come and grind the wheat there. So Dinhu, what's the locho? The Miyakav Alavayu, Ravun holds that the first one has a right to stop the second one. The Omalei, because you could say to him, Kopasak Toli, Lechiusei, you're stopping my business? Listen, I have this type of a business now that I have my grinder, I grind other people's wheat, or I rent it out to them. How could you open up right next to me? So that's Rav Huna's halacha. So Mor says, let me bring a proof to Rav Huna. It says, Machikin mitzudus hadag min hadag, kamola ritas hadag. You have to move away your nets when you go fishing, away from another net, or away from another bait or fish, kamola ritas hadag, as far as the fish could swim. The Kama, how far is that? Omarava Bavahuna ad Aparsa. Aparsa, like 2 miles to 4 mils. That's how far you have to go away. Now why? Because the Havamina is that since the first one was there fishing, so therefore you can't go in the same place and also go fishing there. So who you see, since the first one's there first, you can't stop him, stop his business. So Mor says no, Shani Dogum, Dogum is much better. The Yoive Siore, we're talking about that the first one already put down bait, and he knows exactly the route of the fish. So therefore, if you put down bait there and you know the route of the fish, it's considered like you already caught that fish. So therefore, for somebody else to come and put his nets there, it's like he's being mazik, taking away what you have already. Mashenken over here, you opened up one thing. Now another person has a right to come maybe right next to you and open up the same thing. Oh, Malay Ravina la Rava, Ravina said to Rava, Lema, let's say, Rav Huna diyama karev Yehuda. Maybe Rav Huna goes according to Rav Yehuda. The Tanan would learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, lo yechalek chendveni kaloyois viyagoizim lotinoikos. A storekeeper is not allowed to give out to the kids that come to buy things. He can't give out to them nuts and kaloyois burnt wheat. Kids, he can't give them candy. Mevnei shemagilim etzloi, because that causes like the fathers to come to buy by them. It's like you're taken away from the other grocery shops. So therefore it's also for you to do this. The Chacham Matin, the Chacham say no, you're allowed to do it. So Chur Rav Huna that said the second one can't open up goes like Rav Yehuda. So Mor says no, Afilu Teimer Rabbonin. Even if you want to say Rav Yehuda goes according to Rabbonin Shita. And I tell you, Ad Kan up until now, Lepligi Rabbonin Alei to Rav Yehuda, the Rabbonin only on Rav Yehuda. Hosom El Diyom Alei. The Rabbonin swears like this, that the first one has a right, the storekeeper that gives out the candy to the kids has a right to say, Ano Kamafaginu Amguzi. I'm giving out nuts to the kids. At Polik Shuski, you go give out almonds to the kids. Kitsa, whatever I do, like for advertisement, you could also do it. So therefore, you can't stop me. Abaloka, but over here, after the Rabbana Moida, that since you had your shop, you had your grinder there first, the second one has no right to come and open up right next to you. To your Malekos, the first one, the second one, listen, Kopasakta Li, Lichayusi, you're taking away from my livelihood. You're taking away from my panosa, so maybe I have a right to stop you. See, if it could be Rav Huna goes according to everybody. But we'll soon see not like that. Meitzvah, you have a kasha. It says, Aloha, Oysa Odom Chanus, Bitzad Chanus Eshechadeiroi. You're allowed to make a store next to your friend's store. Oh, Merchatz, Bitzad Merchatz Eshechadeiroi. You're allowed to open up a Merchatz, a beth house, next to your friend's beth house. V'yeinu Yocholimchus B'yodai. And the first one cannot stop the second one. Rav Neshi Yocholoi Maloi. The second one has a right to say to the first one, listen, Ata Oisa B'Tech Shalacho, you do what you want in your house, in your store, V'Ani Yoisa B'Tech Shali, I'll do what I want in my store. So here you see, the first one cannot stop the second one, not like Rav Huna. And that's the halacha. So Gemara says, Tanoi, true, it's on Achlekas Tanoim. The Tanya we learned, Koifin B'nei Mavoyos Zeh Zeh, Shalor L'Hoishiv B'neihen, that people living in the same Mavoy, in the same like courtyard, in the same street, one has a right to stop the second one.